High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Right, we do need to talk. We do need to talk something serious. And that, of course, is about the budget speech. What does it all mean? What is likely to happen? I saw a headline that the ANC is quite upset, or Godongwana is quite upset with the DA for politicizing the budget. Huh? It's probably the most politically politicized event of the year, because it tells you exactly what is what in the world of politics. But let's speak to Davi Ruit. He's the chief economist at the Efficient Group. Davi, good morning. How are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you very much. Good morning to you.
So tell us about the budget and give us your impressions of it.
Okay, I just listened to you quoting the Minister of Finance saying this, that the DA is politicizing the budget, but I think that is exactly what is supposed to happen. The budget in South Africa, in the past, the budget in South Africa was pretty much sort of an automatic process whereby the Minister of Finance, because the ruling party in the past always had more than 50% representation in Parliament, so it was pretty much sort of a given thing that the Minister of Finance will deliver his budget speech, and it will become approved, it will become law, and that is the budget. Nobody else had any say in that. And I think that a budget, or the whole budgetary process, actually goes to the heart of what a democracy is. That is what democracy is about. And we should be talking about it. It should be part of the political process. And what I'm really happy about is that everybody is talking about the budget. All of a sudden, everybody are fiscal experts, and they're talking about it around the Braaiplaas fires, and that's good. Because we must know as individuals and as South Africans where the money comes from and where the money goes to. So that is a positive what's been happening recently. Unfortunately, what is probably going to happen in future is that the budget is going to become a political play ball as well. And we know politicians do not understand economics that well, most of them, and they certainly do not understand the budget or fiscal policy, and they're going to start with all sort of horse trading, and I will give you a bit of this if you give me a little bit of that, and then I will support the budget, as an example. And that could lead to quite a messy day. And I think, in fact, that is where we are at the moment. So, but also keep in mind in the meantime is that the fiscal accounts, what is going on in the debt of the Minister of Finance, for example, we are getting into serious trouble. We are in very, very deep trouble there, and we need some, you know, adults in the room to fix the problem. Unfortunately, I think this is going to be quite a messy affair going forward. We've got some goods and some bad. So, yeah, I'm actually quite excited. Maybe I can just I've been analyzing the budgets for 40 years. This was my 40th budget that I've analyzed.
So you started you were like 2 years old, hey?
Yeah, I was approximately 2 years old. And this is the first time I've seen such kind of confusion. But it's a good, like I've said, I think it's a good thing, and it goes to the heart of a democracy.
All right. So tell us about, because you said there's good, there's the good, the bad, and the ugly.
All right. I think, like I've said, what we have to understand is that we are in very deep trouble. The debt, the outstanding debt of the state, is really getting out of hand. Let me give you some numbers. The total outstanding debt of the state, the South African economy, the total South African economy is a little bit more than 8 trillion rand. That's 8,000 billion rand. The total outstanding debt of the Minister of Finance is in excess of 5,000 billion rand, or 5 trillion rand. That does not include the debt of Eskom and Transnet and the local authorities and things like that, for example. If you include that, then you have to add another trillion rand to that. But on a per capita basis, means each one of us, you and I and all the rest of the South Africans, we owe, each one of us, we owe 100,000 rand more than what we think we owe. The total interest on this mountain of state debt is more than a billion rand every day, 1,000 million rand every day. On a second basis, every second, now we've been talking for a couple of a minute or two now, just imagine every second of that, the interest on state debt, is 15,000 rand. That is what is every
Oh, my
second what
word.
it cost us. So that gives you a bit of an idea where we are in terms of the total debt. So that's the problem of the Minister of Finance. We can't
Right.
keep on borrowing. We're going to get into trouble. And of course, the Minister of Finance wants more money because they want to keep on spending on all the, you know, pet projects and all sort of things that the politicians spend money on. And the only alternative for him is that he must increase taxes. Now, there are basically three taxes that he can increase. Personal income tax, he can increase that. And he did increase that, just by the way. He can increase VAT, which is very unpopular. And he did increase VAT as well. Or he can increase company taxes, which he did not increase. And it won't be a good idea to increase that because company taxes are very, very high already. Or the Minister of Finance can cut back on state spending. But of course, he's a politician and he doesn't want to cut back on state spending because that is why he is a politician, giving him power over money and power over people where he can dish out cabinet positions and spend money on all sort of pet projects and stuff like that. But I think the important point here is that we've reached a point now where the ANC government especially must cut back on state spending because we've been spending too much money. And I actually must say, I really enjoy it to see how politicians are really being squeezed to find places where they can cut expenditure without losing political power.
So are they actually looking to do that? Because one of the concerns that I had was that I didn't get the sense that that was a focus.
No, that's not the focus. The Minister of Finance did talk a little bit about efficiency improvement and cutting back some fat here and there and so on, but he didn't really do much.
Yeah.
And I can tell you there's a long list of things where we can cut back on state expenditure. Now, let me give you one. There are two major expenditure items that I think we need to do something about. The one is the civil servants' wage bill. The civil servants got another increase above inflation. We have to talk about this. And I'm sure many civil servants are listening to us now. But the reality is most civil servants in South Africa are overpaid and underworked, and they got another.
Not the ones listening to
increase.
Us. Not the ones listening to us.
Well, of course not those.
They
not
are
those.
Underpaid. Yeah, exactly.
And overworked. Yeah, but the reality is that civil servants in South Africa do get too much money. That, and you can measure it at various sort of things. That's the one major expense item, and we must cut back on that. Unfortunately, that is a very important support base of the ANC government, so it's difficult to do that. The second one is that we may need to cut back on is on the support for the state-owned enterprises, the Transnet and the Eskoms and stuff like that. They have been mismanaged. They have been run into the ground again because of things like, for example, cadre deployment and the like. So we must stop doing that. But apart from that, there are many places where we can cut back on. Like, for example, there are many departments that we can simply close down. Small business development, as an example of one of those departments, and many other ones, even departments like, for example, the Department of Sport. Mm. Imagine, just think to yourself, what is the job of your deputy minister of sport? Is he sitting in front of a TV watching Super Sport all day? I don't know what he does. Do we need a deputy minister of sport? I don't think we need one. I don't think we need a minister of sport. And by the way, I like the minister of sport. Mm. But there are many departments where we can simply cut down. We can simply close them or consolidate them. And of course, something, it's not going to make a major difference, but something that will go a long way, at least symbolically, is to cut back on this blue light brigades. Oh. You know, we spent 2 billion rand on the so-called protection of VIPs. No, yeah, that's something that will make.
And also
I read about
the number of embassies that we have around the world. Are they generating money for South Africa or not? It's as simple as that. What is the ROI? Yeah. Do they have a return on investment?
Yes, that is. But you know, people say, yeah, we are back on the blue light brigades or even on the embassies and so on. And of course, we need to do that. But that's not where the big money goes to. The really big money goes to education. That's where the big money goes to the wage bill. That's where the big money interest, I've mentioned interest as well. The social expenditure on the various grants, that's where big money goes to. But you need to have some symbolic cut back on certain expense items as well. And you're absolutely right. The number of embassies and, of course, the blue light brigades, that's my pet hate.
That is where we leave it. Thank you, as always. Dawie Roodt, Chief Economist at The Efficient Group.